2 on CuriosityStream. With superior armies comes superior weapons. How has innovation mechanized the battlefield? From bullets to battleships and everything in between. It's machinery of warfare. Plus, from the gross
ew
to the gourmet, see how that in-flight meal lands on your tray table. On Secrets of Your Airline Food. It's all on CuriosityStream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View.
On May 7th,
legacy will be earned.
Mexico's pound-for-pound king, Saul Canelo Alvarez, takes on Dimitri Bivol.
Fighting for the WBA World Light Heavyweight title.
On Saturday, May 7th.
Live from Las Vegas.
It's fight season.
Stream Canelo versus Bivol. Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View.
Sign up at DAZN.com.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. An important subject matter today is we touch our toe into the discussion of homeowners that are waiving home inspection rights because of the bidding wars that are occurring in a lot of homes. And we have some special guests in studio. They're both from the Rochester area. Henry Jetty, he owns a company called Veterans Home Inspection Services. He's a home inspector. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, Buffalo.
Thanks for coming in from Rochester. And then Amy, who we're only going to use her first name because she's involved right now in a lawsuit regarding a home that she purchased that was a flip home that you can imagine was done with budget consciousness in mind and a lot of code violation, as we've learned since, that she's now having to deal with. You did waive your home inspection right, but you did it under the influence of what you were told.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell that story.
Well, I was told, like a lot of other people, that if I had this home inspection, that I wouldn't get the house. I mean, I was already going to be using a VA loan, and there was a bit of discrimination against VA loans, especially the fact that there's an appraisal, so that would be another set of eyes on the property. And so I was told, no inspection. If I didn't get the inspection, then I could have the house. Mm-hmm. If I got the inspection, they wouldn't accept it.
So what have we learned about the condition of the house since you purchased it?
Oh, God. The entire thing was a DIY. I pulled the permits, and there was not a single permit since 1984. And I bought the house 4 years ago, so that there was a lot of work since 1984, mm-hmm. and all of it was unpermitted, not by real contractors. They just made it look all pretty, and yes, this would have absolutely been caught by an inspector.
So were you involved with a bidding war to purchase the house?
I think so, but I'm not actually very clear on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move ahead now. We've purchased the house, you move in, and we start to find all kinds of code violations and improper workmanship. Henry comes into the picture.
All right. Amy, I just want you to tell the audience how you found me.
Oh, well, 4 years ago, I bought my house. 2 years ago, I became a real estate agent. And that's when I started to find out how badly I had gotten screwed. And one of the things I did as an agent is I took Henry's class at the GRAR, and I...
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Greater Rochester Association of Realtors.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
I took his class there, and light bulbs just started going off. You know, it's like, oh, no, I really need to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And so I kept him after class, and I talked his ear off. And well, he brought in a team of inspectors and started going through my house top to bottom. And it was just in time because just as they were getting there, the roof gave started giving out and water started coming down my chandelier.
So, Henry, you visited the house. You did a thorough inspection as you normally would. And what did you find?
We did more than a thorough inspection, Dominic. We had, for the first time in New York history, four competing home inspector companies come over and look at her house. It was myself, Veterans Home Inspection, Jim Salmon, Home Inspections, Mike Reed with All County, and Jason Lyle with his company, Triple Home Inspections. Mm-hmm. I did the report. There was four professional home inspectors going through this house. So if you want to talk about thorough, we're going to talk about thorough. The first place we hit was on the outside of the house, and we went around. Now, when Amy starts talking about just her roof, when someone gets a home inspection, it's more than just negotiating with a price. It's more than just finding out if your house is safe. It's the point that, is your house insurable? Is your house marketable in the future? Mm-hmm. So all of these things combined are in a professional home inspection report. One of the things that we found that was just absolutely absurd that no inspector would have missed was, you know, you're going to find problems in every house. Every house needs repair. Even a brand new house that we do inspections on, some of the things that are in there are going to need to be repaired by the homeowner. It's up to the homeowner or the seller to disclose all this stuff. When we go back to what Amy did with the permits, she drew the permits on this house. And in 1984, there was a fire in the house that was not disclosed. That was the last permit prior to the entire house being built, and it needed
So in the interest of time, what did you find when you went through the house?
A lot.
We went through the house. Amy needed a new air conditioning unit when she bought the house. She was told that she had air conditioning when she went around the house. Now, I wasn't there at that time, but when we inspected it, she'd already replaced the AC unit. But the AC unit that she had when she bought the house was disconnected. Hmm. It wasn't even functional. The furnace needed to be replaced. The water heater needed to be replaced. The outside, there was an 80-foot willow tree not 15 feet away from the foundation of her home that needed to be removed. That cost her $7,000, and she said she got a budget low price because she's a veteran.
So the whole idea here is, you know, we live in an environment of buyer beware, but she was threatened in a way because of the idea that she could possibly have lost the house had she pursued the right of a home inspection.
Coerced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the agent that did that to you.
Yeah, but there is also she had declined to pull the permits, and I was never asked about that. I would have obviously asked to pull the permits. She did that on her own and kind of threw me under the bus with that.
Would you say, Henry, that it's safe to say that you, when you waive your right to a home inspection, you're setting yourself up for these kinds of issues? But would you put it in the category of being universal, that no matter what, no matter how old, how new, that you've mentioned already, there's something that you're going to be able to say is going to be a cost to a homeowner after they occupy the house?
Absolutely. And everybody should be given the opportunity fairly in every transaction. One of the reasons that the licensing law for New York State home inspectors was developed is because the unethical practices of some people in the real estate transaction to not provide information to the buyers.
So there was a, you know, fork in the road that occurred when licensing was mandated for home inspectors, which was, I think, a good thing when we look back at what was happening before that. And that is exactly what happened to Amy, where they were influenced by the real estate agent and told that they didn't need a home inspection.
I think that everybody needs a home inspection, and it's been brought to my attention that some people think that it should be mandatory by the state. If the state makes it, they're going to regulate it, and they're going to make a checklist, which is going to cause a lot of home inspectors to do the minimum requirements, like a check, yes, no, yes, no, and not provide the in-depth, reporting that we do to provide them all the information they need to buy the home.
Amy, do you know what this is all going to cost you?
I don't know the full extent of it yet, but it's already cost me probably around $20,000, and it's going to be a lot more.
And you're suing the seller.
Not technically, not me. What happened was when I went to and filed the home insurance claim, I was very fortunate because I had this inspection and I had all of the documented mm-hmm. proof. The unpermitted work, and the poor installation, mm-hmm. that was being covered by the insurance. However, they would want to recoup the cost, and the insurance company wants to go after.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Do they have a claim, Henry?
I believe they do, because when all four inspectors went up into that attic, the sheathing on the attic was delaminated from mold and moisture to the point where the last person that put the roof on, which was the flipper that Amy bought the house from, there was two or four hood vents on top. And on the rafter cavity sheathing, they had replaced only that sheathing. So you could tell any mm-hmm. professional roofer would go up there and say, whoever did the last roof did that. There's no way that you could ever have a warranty on a roof if they had delaminated sheathing underneath.
Important subject matter here on this Saturday morning's edition of Hammer Time Radio. We'd like to ask you to participate. If you have a similar story, if you'd like to share your story, if you are pro or against home inspections, we'd love to hear from you. 803-0930, that's the number to dial. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Orchard Park, Volkswagen Orchard Park text board is open as well. The text number, the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say buongiorno to my cumbari, Gabriel Maddalena. Gabe is the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Transit Road in Clarence. Hey, Gabe, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. We're talking about the importance of a home inspection. I'm sure you would concur with that when people are buying a house and getting a mortgage from Lakeshore.
Absolutely. Very important to get that home inspection done.
Now, mortgage rates actually dropped back a tad, which is kind of exciting to see. And the home equity line of credit continues at 2.5% with no cost whatsoever.
Yeah, we continue to knock it out of the park here with 2.5%, like you mentioned, fixed for the first 12 months, no closing cost. We pay for everything, the appraisal, we're paying for the New York State mortgage tax, application fee, everything. Everything is covered under us with this great product.
All right. So don't delay, because I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to promote the 2.5%, hopefully indefinitely, but right now it's there and you should take advantage of that. You know, the whole idea of doing a cash out refi is kind of pale now in comparison to the ability to lock in for 12 months at 2.5% at no cost for your home equity. So very, very advantage, a very big advantage right now you have to deal with Lakeshore for a home equity line of credit. Also, Lakeshore has some perks they want to tell us about.
Yeah, we have a really robust referral program. So if anybody's referring somebody to open up a checking account at Lakeshore Savings Bank, they have the opportunity to earn a $25 gift card or the equivalency of a $25 gift card through our points and rewards program, and the person that's coming in is also going to be rewarded with the same. So great program, great accounts that we have at Lakeshore Savings Account that come with many, many benefits. So just the one and all stop right here at Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Okay, Gabriel, the phone number there at the Clarence branch.
688-6114.
One more time.
688-6114.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, April 30th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Hey, David Bellavia here. It's tax season, and hopefully that means you've got some money coming back to you. And if you do, why not spend it on something that will last a lifetime? Bathfitter Buffalo can transform your bath in just one day, and they fit your busy schedule and your budget. And best of all, everything is custom made to fit your tub or shower and comes with a lifetime guarantee. That's a pretty long time. Call 242-8999 to book your free consultation and get up to $1,000 off or no interest financing until 2027.
Miss a story? Miss an interview? Miss a show? No worries. All our shows, interviews, and stories are waiting for you. On demand at WBEN.com.
Are you an experienced solar installer or electrician? Are you looking to build your career? CIR Electric has opportunities for you. We're hiring all positions, including office staff and field technicians. And we want you to join our team. We've been in business for over 45 years, and we're here to stay. People come to CIR Electric to build lifelong careers. CIR Electric also offers excellent benefits, such as 401k, health insurance, and a competitive salary. When you work with CIR, you'll work as part of a motivated team. Ready to start building your future? Visit CIRElectric.com/career.
Hi everyone, it's Linda again from Senior Radio. I wanted to recommend SAS shoes during their end of winter clearance sale. You can save up to 70% right now. Remember I told you about my husband Bob on his feet all day? And we visited SAS. The staff was so knowledgeable, fitted Bob properly, and recommended the best SAS shoes and orthotics for him. Well, since Bob started wearing his SAS shoes, he still feels great. I would highly recommend SAS shoes now during their end of winter clearance sale to save 70%. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Dominic Cortez here for my good friends at Big L Windows and Doors. When we were looking at windows choices for our new building, we didn't look too far. Yeah, Marvin was going to be our window. And of course, Big L was going to be our supplier, my good friend Bill Horbert Sr. His son, Bill Horbert Jr., they took care of us. We have the vine, we have the fiberglass essential window at our new building. They also make a fiberglass wood product called the Elevate. And of course, there's the all wood clad signature series, all available for you to see at Big L Windows and Doors at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Their phone number is 895-8484. The website, biglwindows.com. And if you stop in, tell them that Dominic sent you, of course, and look for Bill Horbert Sr. He's the old guy. And ask him what his philosophy in business is, and he'll just shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what it's all about at Big L. Doing the right thing with their total trust guarantee. They'll take care of you no matter what. Big L, Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1024 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. Good morning and how are you? 803-0930 as we're talking about the importance of a home inspection. And one thing we want to define as far as what a home inspection is, a home inspection can occur even by the seller. And how much merit does a home inspection by the seller have as compared to that one done by a buyer?
Actually, it would be very much in the seller's best interest to get a home inspection. First off, having that home inspection available, just sitting there during showings, I've actually seen the houses go for considerably more just because there is that full disclosure.
It's almost like it's been certified.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there also is the fact that all of that is full disclosure, mm-hmm. which is the only remedy to fraud and deceit.
How do you feel about that, Henry? Do you think it's a value for a seller to do a home inspection?
Absolutely. When they're ready to list the home with the real estate agent, they should get a seller's inspection. And that's going to provide, like Amy said, full disclosure. But it also gives the seller the opportunity to take a look at what's on the market and how buyers are looking at their homes, and if there's any repairs to be made, the seller can make the repairs before they list the house.
So on the live line, we have Steve Krell and Mike Reed, both home inspectors, joining us in the discussion as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Tell us, if you could, why is it that, first of all, the bidding war has led to, bidding wars have led to a lot of this, but why are people being so blinded by the fact that they're overpricing, they're overpaying for a house, and they're walking away from an important right?
Michael, do you want to take this?
Oh, sure.
I think what we have to do is take a step back and realize the psychology of everything that has happened in the last 2 years. People are really searching for stability. They're looking for stable. They have a sense of everything could be upended tomorrow. And one of the places you have control is those four walls of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So people are addressing their desire to have a place to live as a need. So they look at it and they say, I have to have a place, when really they don't have to. They want to, because they want to feel safe. They're probably fine in their smaller house. They're probably fine in their apartment. They're not living under a bridge. They have a place to currently live, but they've been battered so bad by what's gone on the last 2 years, they're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Bad decisions are being made to feel better, and that's going to hurt them and possibly hurt them in the long run. The other piece that I bring to it is you just look at the psychology of the words we're using. We're no longer making offers on houses. We're bidding.
Good point. Yeah.
It's a psychology of a auction house. We've all been to an auction where we bought something that we're like, why did I just buy that? Because I got excited.
Exactly.
Auction took over.
The emotional side of the purchase. Your vision is clouded. You know, the rose-colored glasses. You're seeing everything that's good about the house, perhaps the location, maybe the curb appeal. And in Amy's case, the Band-Aids that were put on it to, you know, make it attractive for a purchaser. But then in the end of the day, when the onion peel is peeled back, the first layer is peeled back, we see everything that's wrong with the house. Let's go to Orchard Park and chat with Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're on WBEN.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. Why do I need a home inspector? I have relatives that are in the construction industry. Couldn't they just come look at my home?
Good question.
Absolutely. And I don't have a problem with that, but your construction friends or relatives are not licensed in the state of New York to write a report. And that report is a legal document, and it can be used in negotiations. It can be used in future claims against the insurance companies. It can be used for encroachment. There's warranty issues that it can be used for. The contractor, although knowledgeable, when I walk into a house, this is all a home inspector does usually. I'm a full-time home inspector. You're going to get a very thorough report that you're going to use for the entire time that you own the home.
Not only that, but, you know, those showings are 15 minutes typically, maybe a half hour if you're getting lucky. If you're really lucky, you might get a little bit more, but they're not that much time. And every inspection that I have witnessed has been 3 to 4 hours long. There is no way that you're going to be able to have your family member open up the electrical box and see if everything is correct in there.
I'll tell you, Paul, I get asked to do home inspections a lot. And as you may know, I'm a home renovator, not a home inspector. And I have been saying no over the last several years since the licensing mandate was put in place, because my business is not inspecting homes. My business is renovating homes. Now, I could probably, you know, qualify and get a home inspection license without too much effort because of my years of experience, but I just don't want to expose myself to the liability of that. So there's a liability side of this that we need to talk about too. You have a liability too, don't you, Henry?
Absolutely. In fact, a home inspector takes on all the liability for full disclosure for the buyer and the seller when they do a home inspection. And you know, I carry insurance on that. Every home inspector does.
Now, your insurance, does it cover up to the limit of your fee, or is it beyond that?
Well, right now, the way that most home inspectors write their contracts, it's at the limit of the fee. But there are some circumstances which would...
Because that's kind of shallow, right? That it's not going to cover a severe, something of a big miss that you made.
Okay. You pay for what you get,
mm-hmm.
All right? If you want to find a really good home inspector, one of the things I tell all my clients when they're out price shopping is take a look at the home inspector's website and see if they have example copies of their reports on the website. And then you take a look at those.
The quality of the report.
Dang straight.
All right. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
From From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson. Here's what's happening. A New York judge ordered Friday that the state's congressional and state Senate primaries be delayed until August 23rd to provide enough time to replace district maps that were ruled unconstitutional earlier this week. State Judge Patrick McAllister moved the primaries back from their original date of June 28th and says the independent expert he tasked with helping him craft new maps will finish drawing districts by May 20th. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown gave his annual State of the City address on Friday and touched base on a number of different talking points, including a 4.53% tax increase, which will generate over $6.6 million in annual additional revenue.
Despite this increase, the city's tax rate will be $10.38 per $1,000 for residential properties and $18.34 per $1,000 for commercial properties. Still less than half the tax rate our city had when I took office in 2006.
More from the mayor's available for you online. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brayton Wilson.
How do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. It's Dominic Cortese here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. You can stop into their showroom in Wilshire Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you, or you can come to their satellite showroom, we'll call it, at the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We have their products on display at our place. That's right, Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
If losing weight is right at the top of your to-do list, consider registering for an in-person or virtual open house at the IDLU Weight Loss Center. At IDLU, women can lose 2 to 4 pounds per week, men can lose 3 to 5 pounds per week. Imagine how good you'll feel starting the new year healthy. You can do it. Change your life with IDLU.
With IDLU, your healthy rapid weight loss center. Call 631-THIN.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-867-9205. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-867-9205. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-867-9205. That's 800-867-9205.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right, you can get a new garage door. You can get your garage door serviced. How about an epoxy floor like I have? Just love the easy care. And, of course, organize and storage, all available at Gorilla Garage Gear. But you need to act quickly to get a special discount. If you book a new epoxy floor from Gorilla before today, today's the last day, you will get a 25% discount on a new garage door. That's right, a Gorilla floor and a Gorilla garage door. Your garage will look like a showpiece, and you'll get that big discount on your garage door. But you've got to call today, your last chance. 715-6927. 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com, and go Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
There's one thing every bug has in common. They start out outside. And if you call Ashland Pest Control, they'll make sure they don't end up getting inside, because Ashland Pest Control gets it done. And they get it done without any need for contact. Ashland Pest Control will treat your home from the outside to keep spring bugs from getting in. And if your business has been invaded, Ashland Pest Control can still come in to ensure pest problems are done too.
Ashland Pest Control gets it done.
How you memorialize a loved one or honor a family legacy is certainly personal. And over the years, many Western New Yorkers have reached out to Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company to create a hand-etched monument.
We do them all in studio. We have an artist who's absolutely spectacularly talented at them. He works right from a photograph or a painting that families will bring in, and he'll essentially render it onto the granite, and it lasts forever. It's as timeless as anything else that we carve. We like that artistic touch of someone doing it by hand and not being a perfect replica of the photograph that they provided, because they already have the photograph. They don't need another photograph. They need an artistic rendering of it, something with some feeling. That's something that you can only get with a hand etching.
When it's time to honor your family member or legacy, choose a Kalm monument crafted by a Kalm artisan and carver. Leon Kalm and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
It's Dominic Cortese here from my friends at NoCo Heating and Cooling. Hammer Time listeners, right now, NoCo is offering a sweet deal for you. Receive $750 off your installation of a complete AC and furnace system with 0% APR for 60 months. That's right, $750 off a complete installation of a new furnace and air conditioning system with 0% interest for 60 months. Can you believe that? Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NoCo has the hookup there as well. They're experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for just $99. Call NoCo now. Here's the number, 902-6414, 902-6414, and you'll get a free estimate. Visit noco.com/heatingandcooling. NoCo, providing healthier air quality since 1933, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, and we're talking about the importance of a home inspection and why you should not waive that right, as many people are doing now because of bidding wars. And the real estate agent will say, you may have a better chance if you waive your home inspection right. Let's first, before we go any further, define the difference between an appraisal and a home inspection.
Dominic, let me jump in on that. Appraiser goes into a piece of property or on a piece of property to look at the value of the home, the location, the square footage, the style of the house, and comps based on the local area. That's what they do. When a home inspector goes into a house, he's going or she's going to look at 10 areas of the home based on the New York State Ethics and Standards Law and write up what issues are in the on the property that are structural, functional, and safety. And that's a huge difference between the two. The other thing is most home inspectors average between 180, 250 pictures when they're in doing a home inspection. That are most of those pictures are included in the report.
Mm-hmm. So it's a distinct difference between what the function is of each of those reports.
Absolutely.
They have different purposes.
Absolutely. And even a VA loan, the appraiser is looking for safe, sound, and sanitary. However, they have a checklist. And in my experience, the appraisers, they're in and out within 15 minutes, half an hour at the most. Inspections, I am booking my entire morning and then some because it's going to take 3-4+ hours to get into full inspection.
Do you agree, Henry, that and Mike and Steve, you can pipe in as well. Do you agree that time is a key element to the quality of a home inspection, the time spent?
Absolutely. I have had or I've known that some inspectors will go in there for maybe 30 minutes on walk and talk inspections, which I think are unethical, but they are allowed in New York State. And if you're looking at a full inspection, on average, it's 2 hours.
Okay. Texter writes, also, we are seeing many listing contracts disallowing home inspections. Is this case the offer will not be considered?
That is actually something that we are definitely up against. I will tell my buyers my entire story, all the stuff that's going on with my house, and then they turn around and say they are still wanting to waive because they really want the house. And the only thing I can tell them is what Henry has told me as well. Day one, as soon as you sign those closing documents, get the inspection. They can't stop you. It's your house. As soon as it is your house, you can do it. Now, you won't be able to go back to the seller and say, this is wrong, and Yeah, and we want to do something because it is already your house. But no amount of waiving the inspection, no amount of the waiver forms will get a seller or their agent out of fraud and deceit. Mm-hmm. And that's a very big thing. You cannot waive fraud and deceit.
One of the things that I had a real estate agent call me, and they were upset about the fact that they were the seller's agent and they had an offer come in at $15,000 over the asking price. And the reason they were upset and why they called me to vent was there was no other offers. That buyer was told to offer $15,000 over the asking price and never checked with the seller's agent to see what the status of other offers were. And that seller's agent couldn't tell that buyer's buyer that they got ripped off.
They overbid unnecessarily. They could have just bid at listing and or below listing even.
That's the Kool-Aid that some of these real estate agents have drank.
Mm-hmm. 803-0930, participate in the program if you'd like to pipe in about a similar story that you've had, a home inspection issue you're dealing with, a real estate transaction that you're thinking of getting into and you're not sure whether the home needs an inspection or not. Of course, it always does, and that's the important message that we want to give today is never waive that right. Hey, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School is ongoing. Our next class is coming up in June. That one's sold out. The first Monday in June, but the 11th of July, I have some openings for A Night in Naples. On the 8th of August, I have some openings on Tuscan Treasures. The 12th of September, Picante Calabria. October 10th, Magical Marche. And November 7th, Bologna alla Grassa. And December 5th, Holiday Traditions. Of course, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, located in the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Everything we do on display there. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, and our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, our outdoor kitchens, our Better Living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings. It's all there at the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street. Check out the cooking class as we get closer to each one. They all sell out. Jerry Clemente is our chef extraordinaire. Jerry, of course, the owner of Cipollina's restaurant in Akron. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. So we're talking about the importance of home inspections. You know, it's all this out of sight, out of mind stuff that leads us to trouble. And, you know, when you're talking about out of sight, out of mind, your ductwork falls into that category too, because you can't see into it very easily. And that's why my friends at Indoor Air Professionals are so important. They'll come to your house with the patented column duct cleaning system. They'll cut a hole in and your ductwork, and they'll slide in the column duct cleaning head. That's a high-pressure nozzle connected to a compressor. It'll blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, suck it out and leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, that's a good description of how it gets done. But what people need to realize is that there's huge differences in the technology out there. The best technology you can buy off the shelf for $10,000 to $20,000 only cleans 40 to 50% of the contamination out. And with the, what you just described with the amazing column system, of course, it's an $80,000 system, gets 95% of the contamination out. So buyer beware once again.
That's right. That's what we're talking about. So the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's only the duct cleaning. But, you know, I guess COVID is back around again, and the medical-grade air purifiers that we've tested and proved, and they keep improving for the last 20 years are amazing because they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. Yes, that's right. But HEPA filters were the gold standard. Sorry, that's not the case. So if you really want to be smart, this is what you want to do. The portable that covers 1,200 square feet is $300 off. The whole house unit that attaches to your furnace is $500 off. And, of course, the high-capacity dehumidifier is $250 off still. You have one of those. Well, you have a medical-grade air purifier.
I do.
As well.
And we enjoy all the products that we've gotten from Indoor Professionals. They work as they're intended to do. Our dehumidifier, of course, outperforms anything we've ever had, and it's not a Chinese fire starter. Thank you, Peter. 683-3000, you heard Peter. You need to call right now to get the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts that only you can get by calling 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey, David Bellavia here. It's tax season, and hopefully that means you've got some money coming back to you. And if you do, why not spend it on something that will last a lifetime? Bathfitter Buffalo can transform your bath in just one day, and they fit your busy schedule and your budget. And best of all, everything is custom made to fit your tub or shower and comes with a lifetime guarantee. That's a pretty long time. Call 242-8999 to book your free consultation and get up to $1,000 off or no interest financing until 2027.
Hey neighbor, it's Milton Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer. Your one-stop shop for cat machines, support, and parts is now right here, right in Tonawanda. With a 10,000 square foot service facility, huge parts inventory, complete hydraulic hose shop, 2-acre machine demo area, and more, our cat certified experts are fully equipped to support your operation. It feels good to be here. Visit MiltonCatBuffalo.com or call 716-799-1320 today.
Those in the know, Golenko Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation for one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten your home, they're good for your health as well. That's right. You can instantly change a dark, stuffy room in your house and bring it back to light. Natural light and fresh air, that's how you do it. There's a simple, affordable way to go to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. And that, of course, is Lenko. Those in the know, go Lenko. Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offer that natural light and ventilation all in an affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, but they're good for your health and well-being, too. Lenko can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose one that's right for you. Then, sit back and take a deep breath and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LenkoBuffalo.com. That's LenkoBuffalo.com. Lenko Buffalo, located on Seneca Street, and of course on Sheridan Drive in Williamsville, and on Delaware Avenue in Kenmore. Check out Lenko. Those in the know, go Lenko.
There is a place where you can reconnect with friends or make new ones. A place with orchards and vineyards as far as the eye can see. A place to slow down, take in the culture, the food and wine, and be a part of the scene. Because in Niagara, the scenery becomes the scene. This is our Niagara. Let us take you there. Take me to Niagara. Discover your Niagara experience at visitniagaracanada.com today. That's visitniagaracanada.com.
Hey, it's Dominic. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's indeed no reason to be stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. 343-7663. You can also book your appointment online at avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:50 is Hammer Time. Watch Hammer Time TV Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle and all of their tips for around the house and all the Hammer Time partners coming together for Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. We're spending the hour talking about the importance of a home inspection. And a texter writes, good morning, we had a home inspection that turned out to be a joke. Everything marked satisfactory was not, including water in the electric box. And they go on and on to talk about all the issues that they have. So this talks about the quality of a home inspector himself. Go ahead, Henry.
When you are a buyer or a seller, or if you're a inquisitive real estate agent, you should do your due diligence on checking out your home inspector. If you go to most home inspectors' websites, they're going to have their pricing, they're going to have their experience level, they're going to have a example copies of their reports. If someone were to call me and ask me what I do as a home inspector, I would be able to talk to them for hours. The other thing is that I would offer them to call my last five home inspections. I would give them the phone numbers and I would say, call my last five home inspection clients and see how I do. And I would offer that up. Now, when you're looking at the different quality of home inspectors out there, just like any industry, there are some really good ones, there's some outstanding ones, and there's some new ones that probably need some more mentorship before they start charging what I charge.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that should be part of the licensing process, that they mentor an experienced home inspector?
When they go through their hours of the course and they get 40 hours of field work, they get exposed to a few, but not a lot of inspectors go out with other inspectors and get that mentorship. Mm-hmm. No. So you have to take a chance. If you're a buyer or seller and you get a person that just got their license and you want a home inspection, we all start out new.
Yeah.
But
now, like I said, I would know what to look for being as seasoned as I am in my industry. But I still wouldn't do a home inspection, primarily because of the liability side of the equation.
Absolutely. And this caller here, I didn't see the report. I don't know the inspection. I don't know the property. But I can tell you that if I were to inspect a panel box that had water coming out of it, I would write it up.
Absolutely.
But I would be very cautious on opening it up.
Okay. Now, Amy, how are you going to handle if you have a plan to improve your home effectively once this all gets settled?
Well, I'm starting off with the dangerous parts.
Right.
That tree was definitely dangerous.
So you had the tree taken down?
Yes, I had to have multiple trees taken down. One was pointed at one neighbor and another was pointed at the other. And I kind of like my neighbors, so you know, that was an issue. The roof is an obvious one. I've already had to take care of the furnace and the panel box. It apparently wasn't grounded. That also, there was another electrical issue. The main power line going into the house wasn't actually attached. It was just kind of touching the contract.
So even though permits were not issued, Henry, in Amy's case, does the municipality have any liability here?
Not that I'm aware of. It would all be on the seller and the seller's agent, the broker, and if they got an inspection, it would be on the inspector.
An important thing to point out when we talk about the importance of home inspections is having one does not mean that you're not going to still buy the house.
Right.
Okay. All things can be repaired
right
in a home when we look at it. And all I want as a home inspector is to make sure that my client is a fully informed consumer, that they can make an adult decision and adjust their financing so that they can buy the home and repair it.
So in the setting of a bidding war, it becomes kind of difficult to get your arms around that because you're already overpaying for the house. And then in addition to that, if you do get the home inspection, there's a chance that you're going to uncover more issues that will cost more to end up purchasing the house.
Yeah, but at every turn, I mean, you get the report, and the question is, what can you live with and what can you not live with? And the ones that you can't live with, that's when you have to go and try to negotiate or walk away. And you have to be willing to walk away if it is a very big issue.
Now, there's some areas in home inspection that you have to be, you know, almost have x-ray vision. You know, like, for example, the condition of a roof. You know, how many layers? How can you easily tell? The condition of a chimney, a masonry chimney. Where is the crack? How is the water getting in? The condition of a furnace. I mean, you really have to take the furnace apart to really be able to tell if there's anything wrong with it. The heat exchanger. How do you handle those kinds of things, Henry?
The expertise of the home inspector that you hire is going to be huge on making these decisions. And one of the things that I want to tell everybody is that home inspectors can describe cause and effect. If I go and see a roof and I see that there's three layers of roof. By going into the attic and I can see wood shingles, I can see the condition of the sheathing, I can see that there's four drip edges on the side of the house. I can talk to the seller before, I usually show up before the buyer and I get an opportunity to talk to the seller. Sometimes the seller tells me. I've gone and inspected roofs that the next door neighbor ratted out the roofing company and told me all about how badly the roof was put on.
So being a detective to some extent.
Absolutely, absolutely. And these are skill sets that are developed over time.
Exactly.
And in my case, cause and effect is exactly what I needed, because without that cause and effect, I would not have been able to make my case to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I'm really kind of amazed that you have coverage at all.
One of the big points that I'd like to bring up, Dominic, is that real estate agents are not home inspectors. They go on a lot of home inspections and they can listen to the home inspector all day long. But that real estate agent isn't going to put their license up to what they say. They're not going to take on any of the liability of any advice that they give.
But do they have any liability for giving bad advice?
Well, that depends. We are not allowed to operate outside the bounds of being an agent. It doesn't matter what experience we have or not. So when I go into a house, my real estate training has not told me how to do any kind of inspection. However, I do have experience. I've followed Henry several times, and so I've picked up a few things. It wasn't from real estate training, but I have picked up a few things. That being said, I can walk in and go, that's not right. I cannot go in and tell you that is right. I can't say that because I really don't know if it is correct or not.
Henry, what about the situation when a seller is aware of a defect in their home and they don't disclose it to the real estate agent or the prospective buyer?
On the disclosure form, New York State requires the disclosure form in the transaction. And it is absolutely, in my opinion, as a home inspector, worthless. I don't even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So the homeowner can put basically anything they want on there. And I've been told by several reputable people, it's prove it.
Yeah. Before we end the show, we have Steve Crahill on the live line. I don't want to end the show without giving you a chance, Steve, to pipe in here.
Dominic, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I'm the president of the Western New York Alliance of Home Inspectors. We're 45 guys strong. And when I listen to the whole show here, first of all, it's fabulous. Now, we have an ongoing monthly meeting. We have training going on in all aspects, from fireplaces to electrical panels. Touching base on the guy from Orchard Park, ask the guy if he knows the difference between aluminum wiring and copper wiring in a panel. Ask the guy if he knows the color of the flame difference inside the furnace. Ask the guy if he knows water and ice backup. I got to tell you, we have a tremendous amount of guys in our organization, and we are at WNYAHI.org. There's 45 guys there. Anybody can call at any time, and all those guys in a professional way will be able to help mentor you through any questions. And we have a nice website. It's very open to the public. And, Dominic, I can't thank you enough for letting us expose this issue that is ongoing out there.
Well, it's very important when you hear about what Amy's been through. Our mission here is, of course, to help people, educate them on everything that involves their home. And Amy, thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for your service to our nation as well as a veteran. Same to you, Henry. Thanks for your service. Henry's company is called Veterans Home Inspection Services. He's located in Rochester. And Amy is also a real estate agent in Rochester. So we wish you well for your claim, and maybe you can report back to us as to how things turned out.
I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Henry, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dominic.
And Steve, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you, Dominic.
All right. Next Saturday morning, we're back, of course, and another special show planned. So be sure to tune in then. And in the meantime, we want to thank Jerry Craig for doing an exceptional job. He's doing the work of two men here in our studio. And we do appreciate all the years, Jerry, that you've been there for us. Have a great week, everybody. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Don't forget that. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls, and Odyssey Station.
new on Curiosity Stream. Deformed trees, mutated wildlife, and no humans for miles. 10 years after the disaster at Fukushima, see what this irradiated ecosystem can teach us about nuclear fallout on Radioactive Forest. Plus, looking for the most diverse marine life on the planet? Dive into the Coral Triangle and experience a frenzy of wildlife you've got to see to believe on Nature's Greatest Secret. It's all on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NHL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NHL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Placing a trade shouldn't be complicated. It should be smooth as butter. The Fidelity app makes investing easy with zero commission U.S. stock and ETF trades, no account minimums, and fractional shares trading. Fidelity, where nothing comes between you and the trade. That's smooth. Download our app free from the App Store or Google Play. Sell orders are subject to an activity assessment fee from 1 cent to 3 cents per $1,000 of principal. No account minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.